Evening, everyone. We're going to make a start just to our prayer meeting tonight. Has anybody got a favorite hymn you like to sing? Just shout out the number, please. 532 in your hymn book. 532 in your hymn book. 532. 532. Above thine own ambitions here, another voice is sounding clear. It is the call of God to thee, O leave thy all and follow me. We'll sing the first and the second verse along with the chorus. Verses 1 and 2, 532. We'll just keep our seats while we sing 532, verses 1 and 2 with the chorus. Another favourite? 304 in your hymn book. 304 in your hymn book. 304. We are never, never weary of the grand old song, Glory to God, Hallelujah. We can sing it loud as ever with our faith more strong, Glory to God, Hallelujah. We're going to sing the first and the third verse only, verses 1 and 3, along with the chorus, the hymn number 304. We'll keep our seats while we sing.
Amen.
another favourite? 395. 395 in your hymn book. 395. 395. Rich are the moments of blessing Jesus my Saviour bestows. Pure as the well of salvation, fresh from his mercy that flows. So sing verse 1 and verse 3 of the hymn. 395, along with the chorus, verses 1 and 3, keeping our seats while we sing. For opening hymn 401 on the page 339. In Lander's store, I may be poor, my place unknown, my name obscure. Of this I have the witness sure, oh bless the Lord, I've Jesus. A wonderful hymn of testimony. 401, we'll stand as we sing, singing the hymn through in its entirety, please. Let's stand as we sing.
Oh,
would just look to the Lord in prayer, praying for the Lord's help and blessing and presence here with us tonight. Let us all pray. Our gracious God, our loving, eternal Father in heaven, we do gather, Lord, before thee tonight. We come in and through the precious and worthy name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, the one who is our all in all. And Father, we thank thee tonight for the riches of thy grace that we have tasted and that we have, Lord, proven and seen in and through our Savior, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Father, we thank thee tonight as thy people. We can rejoice in thy saving grace and in thy keeping power. We realize, O God, that it is of the mercies of the Lord that we are not consumed. And Father, we rejoice tonight in salvation that is full and rich and free. We thank thee, Father, for the blood of the Lamb, the blood of the everlasting covenant, the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel's. And Father, we thank that the blood of the Lamb is that blood that speaks pardon and peace to our souls. We rejoice, O God, tonight as thy people that our sins of many have been forgiven, blotted out, cancelled out, cast into the sea of thy forgetfulness, washed away by the precious blood of Christ. And we rejoice, O God, tonight in the great truth of the gospel, that the blood of Jesus Christ, thy Son, that it cleanseth us from all sin. And Father, we just thank thee tonight for the mercy of God that finds us here in this first prayer meeting night of 2024. We return thee thanks for all thy mercies and blessings in last year. But Lord, we thank thee for thy spurring mercy in bringing us into this new year. And as we come afresh before thee this night, we pray that we might know much of the blessing of the Lord upon our hearts this night, not only this night, but in every prayer meeting night that would follow in the will of the Lord, even throughout this new year. And Father, we thank thee for all who've been able to gather with us here this evening. And Lord, bless every head bowed before thee, O God. And bless every family, every household represented. Lord, each one of us have different needs and cares and burdens. Yet, O God, we thank thee thou art one that is able to meet us at the very point of our need. How David could say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And Father, we pray that thou would bless us tonight around thy word. We thank thee that thy word is truth, that it is forever settled in heaven. And Lord, speak to our hearts tonight through thy word. May we hear that voice saying, this is the way, walk ye therein. And help us, O God, to hide thy word, O God, in our hearts, that we might not sin against thee. We do pray, Heavenly Father, O God, that thou would bless us through thy word tonight, and not only around thy word, but Lord, as we would seek thee in prayer. We thank thee, Lord, for answers to prayer even in last year, for the times that thou didst meet with us and didst hear and answer our prayers. And Father, we thank thee that thou hast not changed. And Lord, we're looking to thee tonight in faith to bless us, even in this season of prayer. Give us the spirit of grace and prayer and supplication, O God. Lord, teach us to pray. Burden our hearts to pray for those things that thou would have us to pray for that are in agreement with thy will, O God, we pray. And Father, we pray that thou would be pleased to pour us out a blessing even tonight, that there might be not room enough, O God, to receive it. We thank thee tonight that thou art, we can say of a truth, that thou art the God of revival. And Lord, even may that, Lord, time of reviving begin in our midst tonight, and that we might know seasons of great blessing, Lord, not only this evening, but in this new year that lies before us. Thou said, I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. And Lord, we're thirsty for the blessing of the Lord. And Lord, you've said, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Remember, Lord, those unable to gather with us tonight because of age and sickness and infirmity. O Lord, bless them, minister to them by the grace and power of God divine, we pray. For others, Lord, who have suffered loss in recent times, do comfort their hearts. Others tonight in hospital and in residential care, Lord, bless them and minister to their needs as well. May they know the help and the blessing and the grace of God to be their abundant portion.
Father, we do pray for thy work here and every aspect of it this year, Lord. We think of the children's work, the Sunday school work, the youth fellowship, the online ministry, the outreach ministry, and every other outreach that is planned and goes forth from this congregation. May thy hand of blessing be upon it, O God, we pray, and that thou would use it mightily and powerfully to spread the gospel to the extension of thy kingdom here and further afield. Bless our land, O God, tonight. We thank thee for other prayer meetings such as this. Remember each of our sister congregations met for prayer, and other places as well where thy people meet faithfully around the word of God, around the testimony of Christ. Bless every faithful effort, we ask, and remember our land, our nation, for good. And Lord, have mercy upon it, Lord, in these days in which we live. And Father, we pray for that turning in the hearts of many, even unto the Lord. Abide with us now, we pray. Shelter our meeting over and around with the precious blood. Cleanse our hearts afresh, we ask of thee. Outpour thy Spirit upon us. Do every heart good, we pray. May we go home tonight rejoicing, Lord, that we've met with thee, that we've heard the voice of God, saying of a truth, Lord, it was good for us to be here. For here we met afresh with thee, our God and our Savior. Here in heaven, thy dwelling place. For we ask all these things in our Savior's name and for thy eternal glory. Amen. I'm going to turn tonight, please, in God's Word to the New Testament book of Romans, to Romans chapter number 10, and to the verse 1 of that chapter, reading from verse 1 of the chapter, just going down to the end of the verse 17. While you're looking it up, we welcome all tonight in the Lord's name. It's good to see each one gathered along to this first prayer meeting of 2024. Pray God will bless you tonight around God's Word, around the throne of grace and prayer, and that the Lord will bless us as we meet here week by week throughout this new year in God's will, that we might know seasons of great blessing and refreshing from the presence of the Lord. Do please remember the meetings over the weekend. Youth Fellowship recommences this Friday night at 8 p.m., and then the meetings here on the Lord's Day, Sunday School and Bible Class recommence at 11 a.m., morning worship service, 12 noon, the evening gospel service at 7. We'll be along to bring God's Word at both meetings, God willing. And then after the morning meeting is the Lord's table, and that is open to all who are saved and walking in fellowship with the Lord. You don't have to be a member of this church, but if you know and love the Lord as Savior, the Lord invites you to remember His death in His own appointed way and be much in prayer for that season around the Lord's table. We'll turn in God's Word, please, for a scripture reading to Romans chapter 10 and the verse 1. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to every one that believeth. For Moses describeth the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring up Christ again from the dead. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe on him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace, and bring glad tidings of good things. For they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who have believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. May God add his own blessing to this reading of his eternal and infallible word to all our hearts. The little text of scripture I want us just to focus our hearts upon before we get down to prayer is really the latter half there of verse number 12 of Romans chapter 10, where it says, For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. It has been said, and rightly said, that power and goodness are seldom united in man. Often, yes, the man that has power to do good to others has no desire within their heart to do so, while in the other hand, the person who has that desire to help out others in their time of great need has no ability to do so. Well, the same cannot be said of the Lord, because when it comes to the Lord, we must say of the Lord in accordance with Scripture, the Lord has both power and goodness to help those who are in need. And we are reminded of this great truth concerning the Lord in our text here tonight, in the latter half here of verse number 12, where it says, For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. In this chapter here before us, the Apostle Paul is speaking to the believers in the city of Rome. And in verse 12 here, he reminds them of the Lord's power. He says there, the same Lord over all. And by those words, we see there that the Lord is over all. That's a great truth we need to remember, even as we launch out into a new year, that the Lord is over all. He is sovereign. And all beings of every rank are under God's sovereign control and sway and domain. But as well as being almighty and all-powerful, Paul here also tells the Roman believers how the Lord's goodness is equal to his almighty power. For he says here in our text, the same Lord over all is rich unto all them that call upon him. Here we see that his goodness toward us is as great as his power. It's as great as his might. And my, this is a truth that is a wonderful encouragement to every child of God, especially in the place of prayer. For that reason, I want us then to consider the Lord's goodness as we find it presented to us in our text tonight. When it says, For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. And as we look at this verse, there are three things I want just to share briefly with you concerning the goodness of the Lord. First of all, notice with me here the plenitude of the Lord's goodness. Our text says, The same Lord is rich unto all that call upon him. Notice that word rich. It reminds us there that there is no limit to the Lord's goodness for those who call upon him. Yes, some people, yes, are of a bountiful disposition, but they have little to give to others. But this is not so with the Lord. He is rich. The Bible describes the Lord back in the Old Testament book of Exodus, and it says, The Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and truth. People, as we think of the Lord tonight, remember this, that he is abundant in goodness. The Bible says the Lord is more willing to give than we are to ask. My, he's willing, yes, to give abundantly and richly to those who call upon him. Turn in your Bible back to Psalm 84. Psalm 84. And turn with me, please, to the verse number 11 of that psalm. And what a verse of encouragement this is to the Christian, reminding us of the richness and the abundance of the Lord's richness and goodness to his people. It says in verse 11 of Psalm 84, For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory, and no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. What a promise. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. And the promise here of that verse in Psalm 84 is that if we live as God's people in obedience to the Lord, in submission to the Lord, then the Lord will withhold no good thing from us when we pray and when we ask for the Lord's help. You think again of the words of James highlighting the abundance of the Lord's goodness to his people. In James 1, verse 5, James says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. God gives liberally and fully unto his people. The thought here is that whenever we ask the Lord for direction, ask the Lord for wisdom in our lives, then the Lord will give us wisdom such as the plenitude of his goodness. Also, we can say tonight, such is the plenitude of the Lord's goodness that he is one who abundantly pardons our sins. Turn in your Bible back to Isaiah chapter 55. Isaiah chapter 55, and look there at verse number 7 of the chapter, a great gospel verse, but it reminds us of the abundance of our pardon as the people of God. It says in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 7, it says, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. And dear child of God, this is something to rejoice in tonight, of the abundance of the pardon of the Lord. Child of God, the day you trusted Christ as Savior, the Lord, he abundantly pardoned your sins. And my, this is the good news of the gospel that we can share as God's people with those who are unsaved. We can tell them about one who is abundantly able to pardon and to blot out our sins. Oh, the hymn writer rightly speaks of the Lord and says, when we have reached the end of our hoarded resources, our Father's full giving is only begun. Yes, we see here the plentitude, the fullness of God's goodness. God is abundant in his goodness. Notice something else from our text tonight. Notice the impartiality of God's goodness. Look at what our text says there. It says, the same Lord is rich unto all that call upon him. Notice the word all there. In other words, no matter who calls upon the Lord, the same Lord is rich in his goodness unto them. It says at the beginning of verse 12 in our text there, it says, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. The same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. And this is how it is with God. Oh, think of God's salvation. No matter who calls upon the Lord for salvation, no matter who that person is, repenting of their sin and calling upon Christ for salvation, the Lord will save them. That's the great promise of the gospel. Look at the verse immediately following our text in verse 13. It says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Indeed, this impartiality of the Lord in salvation, it should encourage us as believers, even in this new year, to do all we can under God's help to spread the gospel to all that we meet with, whatever their background is, whatever religion they are, whatever nationality they are. For our text says the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. And also this impartiality of the Lord's goodness, it should encourage us also to pray all the more and to call upon the Lord for his mercies and for his blessings. No matter who we are as believers, if we're saved and pray for things that are for God's glory, in agreement with God's will, then the Lord will hear and the Lord will answer prayer. Turn back there to Jeremiah chapter 33. Jeremiah chapter 33. And look at the tremendous promise there the Lord gives to us as his people in prayer. He says there, call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee the great and mighty things which thou knowest not. What an encouragement tonight we have to pray. Oh, the abundance of the Lord's goodness. Oh, as you think of the Lord tonight, see the fullness of his goodness. There's no limit. There's no lack. We see the impartiality of the Lord's goodness. Our text says the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. No matter who we are as God's people, the Lord is one who has promised to answer prayer. Notice one final thought tonight just in connection with our text. Notice the wisdom of the Lord's goodness. Look again at what our text says. It says, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. Note the mention there of the word call. Here we see the wisdom of the Lord's goodness. Here we see that the Lord is one who is rich to those, it says, that call upon him. In his wisdom, the Lord, yes, would have his people, yes, to pray and to seek him and to ask for his blessing. Yes, the promise here is to those who call upon the Lord. The Bible says, blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. When we desire a blessing so much, so that we're willing to earnestly pray and ask God and seek God for it, then God will grant that petition. That's the promise that is bound up here in our text. And it says, the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. In all of this, yes, we must remember that in his wisdom, the Lord does not give to those who do not pray or do not seek him for his blessing. Our text says the Lord is rich to those who call upon him. Remember what James said to God's people in his epistle? He says, ye have not because ye ask not. There had been a casting off of prayer, a forsaking of the seeking of the Lord. And James says, you have not because you ask not. They had laid aside prayer. And the inference is here in our text that we are to call upon God, and God blesses and God answers the prayers of those who call upon him, those who seek him, those who look to him for help, for aid, and for blessing. And that's what we see underscored all throughout the scriptures. Think of the great promise of Isaiah chapter 30, verse 19. It says there, he will be very gracious unto thee at the voice of thy cry. When he shall hear it, he will answer. He speaks of those who earnestly seek him in prayer. Again, in the Isaiah 44, the Lord says, I will pour water upon him that is thirsty. That speaks of those that know their need of the Lord and the Lord's help, the Lord's blessing. In the book of Ezekiel, the Lord gave a great promise to his people, but he said this, I will yet be inquired of Israel for this. They were to seek him. They were to call upon him. The Lord says, ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. The promise here bound up in our text regarding the Lord's goodness is that we call upon the Lord, that we seek him, that we lift up our hearts in prayer to the Lord and we look to him and call upon him and beseech him. Turn over to Jeremiah chapter 29. Jeremiah chapter 29. And in the early part of this chapter, the Lord gives a great promise to ancient Israel regarding their return to the land of Israel after their 70 years of captivity. It was a promise God had given to them, but it was a promise they were to pray about. It was a promise that they were to ask God for the fulfillment of. And we see this here in Jeremiah chapter 29. Look particularly at verse 13 and verse 14 of Jeremiah chapter 29. Look at what the Lord says in the promise, but the condition was that they would seek him. He says, and ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart, and I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord, and I will bring you again into the place whence I caused ye to be carried captive. And that was the Lord's promise, that he would bring them back to Israel, their own land, after their years of captivity. But it was something they were to pray about and call upon God for. He says in verse 13, "And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart." That was their responsibility, to pray, to call upon the Lord, to seek the Lord. And brethren and sisters in Christ, that is our responsibility tonight in the Lord, to pray, to call upon God, to seek Him, to lift up our hearts, lift up our voices in prayer to God. He has given us wonderful promises. We have a wonderful promise in our text here tonight. It says, "The same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon Him. And my such is the abundance of the Lord's goodness, that He's promised to give us abundantly and richly when we seek Him, when we call upon Him, when we pray to Him." That being so, let us give ourselves, yes, tonight to prayer. Throughout this new year, God willing, 2024, let us give ourselves to prayer. Let us seek the Lord for blessing, blessing in our lives individually, blessing in our homes and our families, blessing in the Lord's work here and further afield in the mission fields across the world, and blessing in our land and in our nation. What's the great promise of our text? For the same Lord, the Lord who is almighty, who is all-powerful, who never changes, the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon Him. May God write His word and these truths upon our hearts and souls tonight. We'll turn again, please, in our hymn book, just before we get down to prayer, to hymn number 1 in your hymn book. The hymn number 1 in your hymn book, on the page 175, "Immortal, invisible, God only wise, and light inaccessible, hid from our eyes, most blessed, most glorious, the Ancient of Days, almighty, victorious, Thy great name we praise." This is the one we praise, and this is the one that we pray to tonight. The one who is almighty, the one who is immortal, the one who is invisible, the one who is the only wise God. Hymn number 1 on the page 175 will stand as we sing. Stand as we sing.